Unit 4. National Cuisine. Reading. Page 54. Task 3. Traditional British Meals. In the morning, an Englishman has his favorite breakfast of cornflakes with milk and sugar or porridge, followed by fried bacon and eggs. Breakfast is generally a bigger meal than they have on the continent. Some marmalade might be spread on the toast and butter. Perhaps some fruit will also be eaten. For a change, one can have cold ham or perhaps fish, some coffee and a roll. The main meal of the day is called dinner. Dinner is eaten either in the middle of the day or in the evening. If it is eaten in the evening, about 7 p.m., the midday meal is called lunch, about 1 p.m. If dinner is in the middle of the day, the evening meal is called supper. The usual midday meal consists of two courses, a meat course accompanied by plenty of vegetables. After it comes a sweet pudding or some stewed fruit. Most Englishmen like what they call good plain food. Usually they have beefsteaks, chops, roast beef, and fried fish and chips. They are not overfond of soup, remarking that it leaves them without free room for the more important meat course. Afternoon tea one can hardly call a meal. This may mean a cup of tea and a cake taken in the sitting room or at work. For many Englishmen, it is a social occasion when people often come in for a chat over their cup of tea. But some people like to have the so-called high tea, which is quite a substantial meal. They have it between 5 and 6 o'clock. In a well-to-do family, it will consist of ham, tongue, and tomatoes, and salad, or kipper, or tinned salmon, or sausage, with strong tea, bread and butter, then stewed fruit, or a tin of pears, apricot or pineapple, with cream or custard, and pastries or a bun. The evening meal goes under various names, tea, high tea, dinner or supper, as we have mentioned already, depending upon its size and the social position of those eating it. It is well known that every national cuisine has got its famous specialties. It isn't possible to imagine some holidays and celebrations without them. For example, Christmas pudding for British cuisine means very much. Some English people could dispense with a turkey and goose, but a Christmas dinner in Britain without a traditional Christmas pudding would be strange indeed. The Christmas pudding is a direct descendant of the old-time plum porridge, beloved by English people in the Middle Ages. Nowadays, in addition to the basic mixture of flour, bread crumbs and eggs, the ingredients of Christmas pudding include raisins, currants, candied peel, chopped almonds and walnuts, grated carrot, and a good measure of brandy, whiskey, or old ale. In many households, the mixing of the pudding is quite a ceremony, with all the members of the family taking turns to stir and make a whisk. After being boiled for several hours, the pudding is stored until the time comes for heating it on Christmas Day, when it is brought to the table on a large dish, big, round, and dark brown. The Christmas pudding is covered with white sauce, burning in brandy. Receiving each slice, the guests are warned to eat carefully, because sixpenny, bits, shillings, a tiny silver bell, and a silver horseshoe have been put in it. Those who find the treasure are supposed to have money in the coming year. Whoever gets the bell is to be married, and the horseshoe is the traditional sign of good luck.